בוקר טוב רבותיי, today is יום רביעי שבת קודש, לסדר ויקל פחודי פרשת החודש, and today is כף בית באדר. Continuing the, I think the last paragraph, yeah, of this מאמר, on page רש כף גימל. שיחת חברים בירת שמיים, friends speaking about topics of יראת שמיים. מעלת המוסר אינה רק על ידי קריאת ספרים ושמיעת שיחת מוסר, אלא גם על ידי שיחת חברים שמדברים יחד בעניין יראת שמיים, אהבת השם וחסד. מוסר is so much deeper than just learning it from a sefer, hearing it in a shmuz. What's important is actually, when you have friends, speak about that too. Speak about not just, you know, usually with friends, we speak about mundane topics, chilled. But it's important also to speak about יראת שמיים as well, to speak about מוסר, to speak about עבודת השם. ולמשל, כשמדברים על מעלת המצוות, שאדם לובש ציצית ויש לו שכר, הולך 400 בארץ ישראל ויש לו שכר, speak about, wow, you're wearing ציצית, wow, what a big מצווה, speak about walking 400 in ארץ ישראל, speak about מצוות also. It's important. You know, usually the friends that we have, the roommates that we have, unless it's a חברוסה, you speak about דברי תורה, obviously. But it's important to speak about Torah and mitzvot topics, not only with your chavrusa, but with your friends as well. או על כך שבשמיים יש כמו מכשיר עם מספרים שנע במהירות. בכל רגע שלומד תורה או מקיים מצווה שיש המשך לקיומה, מחשבים לו את שכרו לפי הזמן, אפילו שלא עשה מעשה נוסף. In Shemaim, they have like a running clock. Every second that you're learning, or every second that you're doing mitzvah, there's like a running clock of שכר in Shemaim. Even mentioning these things instills yirat shamayim into a person. Wow, there's sachar, there's onish. וגם שהשכר הוא לפי המאמץ. They also remind each other that the reward that you get for Torah ומצוות is not necessarily in your execution, it's in the amount of effort that you exert. ועל כך שיש שכר גם על הימנעות מיסוליו. You get rewarded not only for doing good things, not only for doing positive mitzvot, but every time you abstain from doing an avera, there's not only did you avoid punishment, you also got rewarded for avoidance of the isur. וכמו שכתב רבן יונה, שמקיים מצוות עשה של את אדוני אלוהיך תירא. Wow! שערי תשובה says that when you don't do an isur, you get a mitzvah for fearing Hashem. Because obviously you're not doing the avera because that's fear of Hashem. Now, שמעתי סיפור על הגאונים, רבי אליהו לפיאן ורבי יחזקאל לוינשטיין, זכר צדיקים לברכה, שבצעירותם למדו יחד בחברותה. רבי אליהו לפיאן ורבי יחזקאל לוינשטיין learned חברוסה when they were younger. ובכל שבוע הם מתייעצים האחד עם השני בענייניהם. שבוע זה שואל ושבוע חברו. They used to ask each other for עצות every so often. פעם נולד לאחד מהם בן, ואבי הבן שאל את חברו, האם ילך לברית? וענה לו, אם אתה מועל, תלך. One of them had a baby. When they were in Kolo, they used to learn in Kolo away from home. So one of them asked him, he says, should I go for the bris? So he says, if you're the mohel, absolutely. So he told him. Amar lo, en ya mohel. Amar lo, imkin, letzorech matelech. He says, well, if you're not the mohel, it's a mitzvah ta'ase min ha-Torah to circumcise your son. So if you're the mohel, absolutely, kiyum of the Torah is to do the mitzvot, go. It is not a mitzvah ta'aseh mideoraita to be present when your son is circumcised by someone else. And therefore he told him, so why would you go? Shama lo velo alach. He didn't go to the bris. Kamuvan, shelema'aseh hakol lefei ha'inyan. Nowadays you'll never get away with that. Yeah, that's, if you don't show up to your son's bris nowadays, you'll get hazmanat to bed din the next day. Ach, mima'aseh zero'im et hagadlut shelayim. You see the greatness of the dorot before a parent. Yeah, obviously their wives are okay with it. You know what I'm saying? So you can do it on this. The mohel is doing it anyway. He can make the brachot. Hakol beseder. Shebederech klal, en mi sheshoel al inyan kaze. Most, you wouldn't even cross your mind to ask a shayla about this today. Lekulam pashut, sheavi haben olech labrit. Everybody knows, yeah, avi haben, you go to the bris. Yeah, somebody's got to pay for it. Vekan hayta sheela. Roim, גם את הגדלות של החבר שענה לו לזו כזו תשובה, ואת הגדלות של השואל ששמע לו. So first of all, you see how the greatness of the friends over here. First of all, you have to have guts to say, yeah, don't go if you're not. And the greatness of the person who asked it, yeah, he ended up not going. I actually heard this same story but it was with Rabbi Chanan Wasserman and the Chafetz Chaim. Rabbi Chanan was in the Chafetz Chaim's kollel, Kachem Kollel, and he asked him the same thing. The Chafetz Chaim said, yeah, if you're the Mohel, go, whatever. But same story, different people, but the idea is the same, that the Musagim once upon a time were very different. Not like today, you know. Sometimes, even if a guy's in kollel, like you have a bris, whatever, so you have to take off 2 weeks from kollel because you have a bris, right? Over there, they were in kollel, so you don't even go to the bris because you're in kollel. You understand that it's different, you know, whatever. Ul ze chashuv liknot chaver tov. Make sure they have good friends. Sha'al yado yivarer le'atzmo et ha'emet. A good friend is not a person who constantly pats you on the back and tells you everything's okay, whatever. A good friend is a person who's there to support you, but also when there's something to be pointed out, he's not afraid and he'll do it in a nice way, but he'll tell it to you like it is. כי לפעמים אדם מטיל לעצמו מה שלא היה מטיל לאחרים. כגון שרוצה ללכת באמצע הסדר לביתו, או לקנות איזה דבר מאכל. Yeah, sometimes we're very makel on ourselves. We're very lenient. If you want to go during seder, you want to buy something, you want to go whatever. Like, yeah, for other people, seder. For me, you know, like whatever, it's important. ביטולה זו קיומה, קיומה, all sorts of מאמרי חזל that come to mind. שלעצמו פוסק שמותר. אבל לחברו פוסק שאסור, או כשהוזמן לחתונה של חבר, ולעצמו פוסק שצריך ללכת כדי לשמח חתן וכלה, sometimes you're invited to a simcha, you have to go, whatever, אבל אם חבר ישאל אותו אם כדאי ללכת, כבר מסתפק. בטבעו של העולם, אדם מושפע מדעת אחרים. The way that, you know, we are very, very, you know, there's environmental factors that influence us very much. Our friends, our environment, כמו ששמעתי על אדם חולה שלא יכל ללכת ברגליו, וכל שהולך נעשה מיום ליום חולה יותר. כי היה רגיל אצל רופא מסוים שבכל פעם התריע בו שעליו להיזהר מאוד בהליכה, פה מסוכן וכאן מסוכן, בסופו של דבר הלך לרופא. There's a guy, it became increasingly difficult for him to walk. And as time went on, he couldn't walk and it was like, couldn't move. That's because the doctor he always went to, the doctor said, be careful where you walk. Over here is dangerous, this is dangerous. So the doctor that he was going to constantly put all these things in his head and he couldn't walk. Eventually he switched doctors. הלך לרופא אחר ותמה, אני רואה שאתה בריא, תלך לעבודה כרגיל. The other doctor said, well, what's, you're fine, go to work, all is well. שמע לו, פתאום ראה שיכול ללכת ככל אדם. He listened to this doctor and he saw, wow, I can walk, I can talk, I can function. It's all point of view, it's all who you're hanging out with. ממעשה זה אפשר ללמוד, עד כמה גדולה השפעה בין חברים בכל דבר, וגם בענייני השמיים. The impact, the influence that we have from our friends is tremendous. Chavrusas, neighbors, roommates, obviously eventually spouses, those things are tremendously impactful to our lives. And especially to ענייני יראת שמיים. You want to be קונה יראת שמיים, make sure you hang out with people to whom יראת שמיים is important. You have to, if there are people that don't care about Yirat Shamayim, then they're going to rub off on you too. The Rambam already writes in Hilchot Deot, the Teva Adam is to be mushpa misvivo. Person is always influenced by surroundings. Hashem yizakenu le'avdo ben kiyut hada'at belev shalem uvnefesh chafetza, amen. Make sure you get good friends. Again, be nice to people who are maybe not like that, but distance yourself from them and cleave to those kinds of friends that will help you, to help to bring you up. If you don't show up to Seder for a week, a good friend will be like, hey, what's going on? You okay? Get back on the horse. A bad friend will be like, yeah, take it easy, you know what I'm saying? You deserve it, classes are hard, whatever. You need a good friend. Hold you accountable. Hold your feet to the fire. Because in life, if you like, let's say you're not feeling the vibes and you don't want to show up to work for like a week or two, whatever, a bad friend will be like, yeah, take off the rest of the month, all good, whatever. But then when it comes payday, you know, it doesn't work like that. A good friend will be, come on, you need to show up, you need to come to Shacharit, you need to be koveitim la Torah, you need to go to work, you need to do all these things. You need a friend that will spur you forward and not kind of drag you down. It's important. Make sure to hang out with those people. Yom Tov.